I look at the faces of everyone here tonight, and I wonder, if I would ask you the questions that I have upon my heart, how would you answer them? If you would have been there the day they prepared Jesus to hang on the cross, would you have been able to watch him, whip him? Them whips were made of leather straps. And on the end of those leather straps were little pieces of metal. And with every lash, they were dragged across his back. Every lash, until there was 40 of them. And he was bleeding. Would you have been able to look at him when he had them thorns pushed down onto his head and stuck into his skin and the blood came out? Would you have been able to look at him when they stood back and looked and thought, what is the reason for it all? And they laughed when they spat upon him, when they pushed him around, when they put a robe on his back and called him the king. But unknowing to the hearts of those people, he was the king. The king that went to the cross. If you would have been there, would you have helped him carry that cross to go up onto the hill? As he walked down that cobble street, and every step and every bounce was upon his shoulder. A man that has just been beaten, spat upon, thorns drove into his head, but he carried it. He carried it until it got too much. They got somebody else. If you would have been there, would you have carried his cross? Would you have reached down and gave him a drink of water if you had been there? Oh, my friend, speak on. Think on these things. On what he went through. And he went through it for you, and you, and you, and you, and you. Yes. And when they put him on the cross, he laid there with every pound of the hammer under the nails that drove into his hand. Would you have grunted? Would you have stayed? Would you have felt hurt? He did it for you. And when he was nailed onto that cross, and they stood that cross up, and it bounced down into the hole. It was said that every joint in his body was thrown out. Forgive me. I've thought about it many times. If I had been there, would I have done something? What would I have done? Would I have given him a drink of water when he was down? Would I have tried to help him up? Would I have carried the cross away? All these thoughts run through my mind many a times. And many a times I thought to myself, what kind of a person would I have been then? Would I have known what he told his disciples? Where were they at? Were they there to help him? Those that he touches down through his walk in this world. Those he fed. Those he was teaching the word of truth to. To prepare their hearts to go out into this world. To reach out to the lost. It really didn't realize, and they didn't know till he died on that cross. When I rammed that spear into his side and the blood ran out, the blood was used to save our souls. Yours, 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 and yours. To save us from a sinful world by our confession of that we are sinners. We have lived in a sinful world, but our Heavenly Father sent His Son into this world to die on that cross for us. Would you have died on that cross? Would you have died for your wife, for your son, for your daughter? Would you have died on that cross like He did? For your neighbor? He died for you and your neighbor, your daughter, your son, and your wife. He did it for you because you could not have stood it. And in knowing that we had a God in heaven that loved us so much that He sent His Son to this earth to suffer and die on that cross for you and you. And you, and you, and you. If you didn't see my finger pointing at you, He did it for you anyhow. What is it? What is it that we can say today? For there's many out there that do not know this message. They do not hear this word. They have never heard this word because there's so many of you pastors out here that didn't preach it. You didn't preach it in a manner which it would touch their hearts, that they would know what it needed to be done, that they had to surrender their life, but it didn't suffering, because He suffered for us on that cross, that we wouldn't have to suffer anymore, that all we had to do was ask Him to forgive us and tell Him that we were sinners. And for Him to cleanse us with that blood that He shed on that cross. To wipe us clean. To make us a new creation. Old things passed away. And behold, all things become new. For everyone that made that confession and accepted Jesus Christ, you are a new creation. And those of you out there that has never heard the word, and never knew why He died on that cross, you have the opportunity right here tonight. You have the opportunity to get on your knees and come forth and let someone pray with you. Someone that has already committed their life to the Lord. This might not have been a long message, but I hope it was sharp enough that you would know why Jesus died on that cross and why He shed His blood. It was for you, 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 and you. Have you ever been asked, do you really know if you're going to heaven or not? Because if you don't know that you're going to heaven, you're going to hell. And there is a hell. Because it says in the word that there is a pit that all those of the evil spirits will be thrown into. And those who do not accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior will be thrown into that pit. Now, if you don't want to believe it, you don't want to hear it, there's the door. But remember, if you walk out that door tonight, if you leave this building without accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, when the day of the calling and the trumpet blows and Jesus says, come up hither, you will be left by the wayside. And you will suffer through the tribulation period, which I would not want to even be here for one moment of it or one day of it. Because it says in the Word that it will be suffering. But you can end your life quickly on that. Yes. If you want to wait that long. If you want to go through that period. But you'll have to have your head cut off to be a child of God. But you won't have to go through all that if you come forth tonight and let someone pray with you and pray and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. For He is the only way into the heavenlies. He told us, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and there's no other way unto the Father but by me, through me. Do you want to take the chance? Do you want to wait? There's the door. I don't want to see anybody going out there, because I will be suffering too, because I left you. Go out that door without you hearing the truth, without what I have said has touched your heart to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. This is your opportunity. You may say, well, let me think about it. Let me go home and pray and think about it. How far is it between here and your home? A lot of miles of road. And there's cars all around there that may be riding reckless tonight. You might not make it home. Oh, I'm just saying this because it could happen. You don't know when you're going to die. You don't know what's going to happen to you. A star could fall out of the sky and it. Saying that guy's crazy. No, I'm not. Haven't you ever seen the falling star? A falling star that comes down. Well, I am through. I guess I had spoken everything that's been upon my heart. And I can say to myself, I wonder whether I would have helped carry the cross if I'd have been there. We don't know. We don't understand it. We would have not known all the whole detail. But we know now. We know every reason and every purpose of what happened. Every strike of the hammer that rode a nail into his hand. Every whip that whipped his back. We know today. And we know now what the purpose of it was. And I know that the purpose was for me. That I am a child of God. Cleansed with the blood of Jesus. And I am on the road to heaven. Whenever the time of a calling. And I may go before a lot of you go. But I am ready. I am ready. I hope that you will be. Come forth. Let someone pray with you. Heavenly Father, I ask that you touch every heart, every soul that is in this place tonight. Touch them in a mighty way, Lord, that they would feel everything that I have said, that is upon their heart with the knowledge of knowing that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if they want to go into the heavenlies, He is the only way. So touch their hearts tonight, Lord. Put peace within them of knowing what they need to do and accept Jesus as their Lord and their Savior. I pray in Jesus' name. Praise you, Heavenly Father. Praise you forever.